like a fever dream.
Headlines. Stanbic convenes banking leaders as sector eyes next phase of growth following new reforms. And the Bankers Association of Zambia assures of stability and enhancement in financial support to the sector. Zambia's financial sector has been brought into sharp focus with regulators, policymakers, and industry leaders convening at the 2026 Banking Industry Symposium as new capital and currency reforms begin to take effect. Held under the theme Capital Adequacy and Currency Legislation, Implications for Financial Sector Health and Macroeconomic Development, the fourth symposium signaled a clear shift for the sector from stabilization to a more deliberate focus on growth, confidence, and long-term resilience. Stanbic Bank Chief Executive Chairperson, Mr. Mwindwa Siakalima, positioned the moment as a turning point, noting that the priority now is translating stability into real economic momentum.
But just 4 years ago, this symposium has already achieved 80% of clarity of what I'd like to believe, its identity and strategic direction. So it is now rapidly growing into a strong and influential platform for policy dialogue, knowledge sharing and collaboration between the regulators, those that are regulated, the academia, as well as the policy makers.
And the Bankers Association of Zambia has assured strong capital buffers, enabling banks to continue supporting businesses and households, while improved currency frameworks are restoring predictability for investment, trade, and planning. Bankers Association of Zambia chairperson, who is also Stanbic chief executive, Mwindwa Siakalima, noted the emerging risks to the economy, including geopolitical pressures, climate-related shocks, and cyber threats that all continue to shape the financial landscape, reinforcing the need for a resilient and well-regulated system.
The shocks that we talk about and possible areas where risks do arise are things like that impact the financial system that comes from an external perspective, more or less I think linked recent ones I can mention. Basically I think which impacts the entire economy are things like your geopolitical matters that then impact the entire country, like the geopolitical matter that has arisen in the Middle East, so that has got impact. How do we as a financial services sector deal with potential impact of that?
News 360. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
The US military says renewed strikes on Iranian targets were defensive as diplomatic moves continue to try to end the war. The attacks on Iranian missile sites and mine-laying boats have put renewed pressure on the ceasefire. In his latest comments, the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said progress on reaching a peace deal with Iran would take a few days. The Israeli military has intensified airstrikes across Lebanon after the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country was at war again with Hezbollah. A reporter for the Lebanese National News Agency says 12 people were killed in overnight strikes on the town of Mashgara. There have also been attacks on districts in Tyre and Nabatea in southern Lebanon.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 85 ngwe, the Great British pound 25 kwacha 32 ngwe, the euro is trading at 21 kwacha 86 ngwe, and the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 14 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking sports.
Gael Monfils speaks of his desire to inspire young black kids to play tennis after exiting his final French Open, his home Grand Slam, and the major, where he reached the semifinals in 2008 and a further three quarterfinals.
You know, my bucket list is full. The only thing that I had I think it's 99.9%. It was just to lift this trophy, but the rest is I made everything, you know. I think Roland Garros gave me anything that I you know, ever dream, wish, work for. So, you know, I'm just like here, you know, very grateful and very blessed with where I am.
Weather has been pleasant with times of sun and clouds, with the highs at 23 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear, with the temperature dropping to as low as 12 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Stanbic convenes banking leaders as sector eyes next phase of growth following new reforms. And the Bankers Association of Zambia assures of stability and enhancement in financial support to the sector. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 Rock FM, Lusaka. The real home of the hits.
Got everything you needed.